You're listening to the Voice of the Valley, KROX in Crookston, Minnesota, 1260 AM and 105.7 FM and 92.1 FM in Grand Forks and East Grand Forks. It is 20 till 11 here on this Wednesday, October 25th, as it's time for our Valley Talk program. I'm Tyler Hergert, and joining me today for his monthly appearance is Corky Reynolds, the City Administrator. And Corky, how are you doing on this Wednesday?
Well, I'm doing pretty well right now. It's a beautiful day outside. And I got a lot to talk about on behalf of the city and like to keep this weather for a few more days.
Yeah, I wish that's something that the city could help out in, but unfortunately, the weather, it's up to Mother Nature. And
you know, we can do a lot of things at the city level, but that is not one of them.
Yep. Let's talk about what you guys are doing at the city level as of right now.
Well, we had our second meeting of the month on the last Monday here, the 23rd. And probably the most important things we did occurred at the Ways and Means Committee. And the Ways and Means Committee is a body of the council as a whole, but it does not take affirmative actions. They can't make motions or seconds, and they deal with financial matters. And we had two really important items on the Ways and Means Committee agenda. One was to consider grant requests from various entities, seven here in the city of Crookston. It's a process that has been ongoing for at least two or three years where the city puts out the fact that we could possibly offer grants to various entities if those entities serve a public purpose and have a benefit to the community as a whole. And this year we received seven applications. Those were reviewed. The individual representatives of those entities had the opportunity to come to the Ways and Means on Monday night, and they were given 10 minutes each to supplement, further describe the reasons for their applications. And then the council, acting as the Ways and Means, discussed those various entities.
What would the businesses be asking for, and why would a business be asking for one of these grants?
Well, they're not businesses.
Or the entities,
Typically private, nonprofit entities. They're coming so that their budgets can be supplemented, or they can offer a specific service or event that would be beneficial to the community as a whole. And those entities that applied were the Oxcart Day Committee, Tri-Valley, the Benedictines up at the Villa, the DCDP Committee Downtown Crookston Development Partnership, the Chamber of Commerce, the Golden Link, and Scruffy Tails. And each one of those offered a specific service that they would ask to be funded to benefit all the citizens of Crookston. As an example, Oxcart Days made a request and they would use that funding for a specific event, let's say the fireworks. Tri-Valley made a request for funding to help the Tri-Valley buses that move around Crookston. And they specifically asked that they be funded so that they could continue hours later in the day. Those are examples of the kind of requests we get, and by definition, private businesses would not be allowed to be funded. It has to be an entity that benefits the community as a whole, and it can't be private.
How do they apply for that?
Each year, we announce on our website, on KROX, and other social media that these grant applications are available. And if you want one, you come in, you pick one up, you go online, you fill it out, and then you submit. And what we try to do is any entity that had been awarded in the past, we send a reminder. This year, it's still here. You can apply if you want to. And then we hope that other entities who maybe haven't applied or been funded in the past would give us applications.
Very interesting stuff, and that was That was one of the things at the Ways and Means meeting on Monday. And then there was another big part of it, too.
Another big part of it was the fact that as city administrator and the financial director, we submitted information regarding the levy. And all of your listeners probably remember that earlier on this year, the council made a motion to set the preliminary levy at 65.09% increase. Now, that was done somewhat strategically because the council asked if all of the requests of the various departments within the city were granted, how much would that increase the levy? 65.09. So the council said preliminarily, and again, it's just preliminary, let's authorize that, and then finance director, departments, you as a city administrator, evaluate on three levels. What are our needs? We've got to have this. Two, what would we seem to want to have but can push off? And then the third tier would be, if we had unlimited resources, what would you be asking for? So strategically, the council said, you go back and work with the departments, you go back and work with the finance director and start evaluating each request based on one of those three tiers. So on Monday, the finance director and I came before the Ways and Means Committee and said, here is what we have done so far. Here are the items that the department heads, the finance director, and myself as city administrator agree we could remove. We'd like to have them, but they're not needs right now. And by doing that, we came down to a levy increase of 24.96, let's call it 25%, down from 65%. And those various items were discussed as council members deemed appropriate. And in fact, at one point, the council said, we want you to add back something that you have suggested be removed. And that was within the finance department, asking the finance director about her needs. She had indicated one item was perhaps not a need, but when questioned more closely, she said, really, this is a need. And they said, let's put it back in. So that's what we did. There was a lot of open, really vigorous and good discussion about this summary sheet. And again, I want to emphasize that when a citizen here, a constituent, will receive their tax statement in November, it's going to show for the city of Crookston 65.09% levy increase. Now, that's going to be shocking, but understand that was a preliminary, and we've already worked down to potentially a 25% increase in the levy. So, yeah, it's going to be, it's going to grab your attention when you see that on your tax statement, but we're already working to reduce that. Secondarily, a 25% levy increase is not a 25% tax increase. That converts to a 7% tax increase. And we're continuing to work to see where we can get that levy to, but maintaining necessary services for the citizens of Crookston. So, yeah, don't mistake that that's going to be a permanent either tax increase or levy increase. It is not.
Yeah, that 65% is, that's just the ceiling, but you're working it down more and more, and right now it's somewhere around the 25% ballpark.
Again, we'll continue to work on it, yes. Yeah, we're required by state statute to file the maximum levy increase by a certain date, which we did, and then strategically working down from that to a permanent or final levy increase, which converts to a tax increase. And citizens can sure come to our Truth in Taxation hearing and express any opinions they have about that levy increase, which would convert to a tax increase. And they'll be receiving notices about the time and the date for that.
When is that levy finalized?
It has to be finalized by the last working day in December, but typically at the last council meeting before that end of work in December, it would be finalized. We're hopeful as a council and as a department heads that we can get that finalized either at the Truth and Taxation hearing or as soon thereafter as we can.
Is there still work to be done to either take that kind of rough estimate where it's at right now, that kind of 24.96%, is that still going to be able to be fluctuated either up or down still?
Yes, that's certainly possible, and we are continuing to work on that. Our hope is that we can reduce it even further, and that's our goal. But again, we're as department heads and as administrator and finance director, we're looking at each line item and saying, is this a necessity? And of course, we rely quite heavily on the department heads who manage this operation on a day-to-day basis. They have the experience, the expertise to give us good advice. But yes, we have one or more departments yet to work with to see what they might be able to pare down from that. So yes, it's still in flux, and we hope it goes down, and we're aiming for it to go down, but without eliminating the necessities of services here. One of our prime concerns is the work environment of our employees in the city, keeping it safe, keeping it healthy, and so we're working on that area as well.
And you mentioned that the citizens, they're able to come to the meetings. Are they able and express their opinions?
Absolutely. All council meetings are open to the public unless there's a specific notification that this meeting will be closed. And there are very limited purposes for which a council meeting or a Ways and Means Committee meeting could be closed. Very limited. But our general meetings are always open. They're open meeting laws, and they're typically in the city hall, in the council chambers. Typically, our council meetings commence at 5:30, and then Ways and Means, if we have one, commences within 5 minutes after the council closes. That's typically what happens, and they are certainly open unless there's a specific declaration under the appropriate state law that this meeting will be closed.
And when is that next meeting?
Then we're going to actually have a special meeting on Monday the 30th. Our Economic Development Authority is really seeking a number of grants on behalf of the city. And these grants, the ones we'll be dealing with on Monday, require what they call a letter of intent. That means that the granting agency or granting entity says, we want to know who is interested in applying for and potentially receiving a grant. So the Economic Development Authority has to submit a letter of intent saying, we intend to apply for this. That initial letter and the rough outlines of the purposes for the grant are then evaluated, and then the agency or entity says, yes, you submit your further, more detailed grant. And the council needs to authorize the Economic Development Authority director to submit those. So my anticipation is that I believe we have four of these to deal with. It would be a very short meeting because all the council will be asked to do is authorize the Economic Development Authority's director to submit the letter of intent.
So these are just letters of intent. Nothing really is finalized. It's just saying, hey, that we are interested.
Right. And we have to authorize the director to submit those. But that's exactly what it is. It's telling the granting authority or agency, hey, we're interested. We have a rough outline of our plan here. This is our letting you know we want to apply. And then we hear back if they're going to say, sure, submit your application.
So that special meeting takes place on Monday night?
Monday night, October 30th at 5:30 in the City Hall chambers, which are in the basement of the City Hall. Yes.
And again, that's open to the public. People are able to come in and
What they'll hear is basically created resolution saying, hey, we want to apply for grant X. Council, do you all agree? Then they take a vote, and then there's the resolution that says the economic development director is authorized to submit a letter of intent to this granting agency for this grant. Nothing about how much, nothing about what goes into that application, only because the letter of intent just signifies to the granting entity, we're interested, then they tell us, submit your application.
What goes on in between the meetings, between, you know, the time, like right now up until Monday, like what's going on? Are people reviewing, you know, like, for example, the letters of intent? Are they reviewing that, or are they reviewing things for the upcoming city council meeting?
Well, it depends on, obviously, the departments and all the employees are working. Council members can be reviewing projects. They can be thinking about items they're interested in. They can be commenting on how the city is operating, that kind of thing. So the resolutions or proposed resolutions actually go out on Friday, typically by 3 o'clock. So they have the weekend to review them and come in. And the council members, if they have questions, can contact me prior to the meeting, do their research themselves. So this particular agenda with these letters of intent is not really loaded with a lot of substance, but it's important that the economic development director be given the authorization. Go ahead. We're interested in pursuing these grants. The heavy loading, the heavy work comes later on if we actually apply, and if we're accepted as a grantee, then the specifics get talked about by the council.
How long does it take for those grants to be
accepted? That depends. That depends on the particular either agency or entity. You know, you can be notified of the action that was taken on your application. Typically, the shortest would be within a month, and the deadlines are set out in the applications. Some can go months. I would say probably 6 to 9 months would be the maximum. It would be the timeline. And it depends on the specifics of the grant, what the projects are, how much the funding requested is. But the earliest probably a month, and the latest probably 9 months. But that's dependent on the particular grant.
Well, Corky, is there anything else that you'd like to talk about before we wrap up our Valley Talk for today?
Just again, remember when you get your tax statement, your real estate tax statement, and you see the city of Crookston at 65.09, that was the preliminary. It was strategically placed at that amount so the department heads could really analyze their departments, really analyze their needs, and give us as the administration some flexibility instead of arbitrarily just picking a target and saying, you're going to be at 18%. Mm-hmm. So it was good for us, but again, it's not going to stay there. Don't get sticker shock. It will be worked on. It will not be 65.09.
Well, Corky, thank you very much for our monthly appearance with you. We really appreciate you coming on. Look forward to speaking with you next month, and I'm sure there's going to be a lot more to talk about then too.
Well, you're welcome, and yeah, I'll be here in a month.
Well, thank you very much,
yep,
Corky.
You're welcome.
That was Corky Reynolds, the city administrator, on today's Valley Talk. And now it is time to